Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, 90, wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-60s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. For tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, temperatures in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid-50s. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy, scattered rain, temperatures around 70. Right now, it's 77.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Reports say President Biden will propose almost doubling the capital gains tax rate for higher-earning individuals up to 39.6% to help pay for social spending to address inequity issues in the second half of his infrastructure legislation. That, according to sources familiar with the proposal. For those earning $1 million or more, the new top rate, coupled with an existing surtax on investment income, means that federal tax rates for investors could be as high as 43.4%. The new marginal 39.6% rate would be an increase from the current base rate of 20%, sources indicate. The tax increases would run into stiff competition. The tax increases would run into stiff opposition by congressional Republicans, who would all but likely oppose the plan, leaving it to Democrats to pass the tax increases along party lines during the budget reconciliation or scrapping the filibuster. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa warned that the plan would cause unemployment instead of the 2017 tax cuts. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, House Transportation and Infrastructure Chairman Peter DeFazio of Oregon says he is hoping to mark up his infrastructure bill by late May. That bill eventually will be maybe folded in. That bill may eventually be folded into President Biden's much broader American jobs plan and moved on a party line vote in Congress via budget reconciliation, unless a bipartisan agreement can be reached on a more traditional surface transportation bill. Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia is a ranking member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee with jurisdiction over surface transportation legislation, where she unveiled the Republican framework last week of $568 billion. That plan focuses on traditional infrastructure like roads, bridges, airports, rail lines, and the like. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Last week, Governor Laura Kelly signed SB 127, making it easier for many Kansans with suspended driver's license to resolve the issues and get back onto state roads.
I'm excited for the thousands of Kansans that it will help drive legally during this time. So many people are struggling and they need to get to work to take care of their families. And so this is an exciting day.
That was State Senator Aletha Fauscadeau on KWCH News. Roughly 70% of those with suspended driver's license are related to debt created by driver situations unable to pay fines and court fees. This bill addresses and expands the eligibility for restricted driver's privileges that allows people to drive back and forth from work and school without paying off the fines. In other news, the Kansas Supreme Court on Friday reversed a first-degree murder conviction of a Wichita man who shot another man during a botched drug deal. They said the district court committed a reversible error and did not include a self-defense instruction during jury instructions. Mid-America Network News.
Hate News, your most trusted team in Kansas, every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135, Mound Ridge.
Police in separate cities in Kansas say two pedestrians died after being hit by vehicles late last week. Investigators say the incidents happened near the same time on Friday night in Kansas City, roughly 40 miles away in Lawrence. The first happened in Lawrence around 8:40 p.m. when police say that a 60-year-old woman was hit by a vehicle on West 19th Street and pronounced deceased at the scene. The second fatality came around 8:50 in Kansas City when police were called to 10th Street and Central Avenue and found a person had been hit by a car that had fled the scene. The pedestrian was taken to a hospital and later died. In other news, police say that one person has died and another has been injured in a shooting at a Wichita apartment complex. Authorities say the shooting happened just before 7 p.m. on Sunday at Morgan's Lending Apartment along West 13th Street. Arriving officers found two men with gunshot wounds and one died from his injuries at the scene. The other victim was taken to an area hospital. Police have not released the victims' names. No arrests have been reported as of this morning, but police say they're seeking two people who fled the apartment following the shooting. At American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier on a Monday.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Good Monday. Nebraska health officials are reporting a spike in the number of norovirus cases statewide this month. That contagious virus causes vomiting, diarrhea, nausea, and stomach pain, and it normally peaks between December and March. The State Department of Health and Human Services said last week that 14 suspected or confirmed outbreaks of the virus had been reported at long-term care facilities, skilled nursing facilities, child care centers, and schools across the state. In the Omaha area alone, Douglas County health officials say there have been 82 cases of the virus in the county so far this year, compared with 45 last year at the same time. A former suburban Omaha firefighter has pleaded no contest to misdemeanor counts of sexual assault in a case involving a 13-year-old boy. Prosecutors say 24-year-old Tyler Davidson entered the pleas last week to three counts of sexual abuse. His sentencing set for May 21st. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week heard from concerned citizens regarding the potential for federal land acquisition and spoke against any such efforts. A grassroots group has raised similar concerns about federal takeover of private lands, and it appears that the 30 by 30 effort announced by President Biden is being confused with a heritage area compact. It was noted that land acquisition was not a part of a Kansas-Nebraska Heritage proposal, which is designed to increase tourism visibility throughout a multi-county section of north-central Kansas and south-central Nebraska. Local tourism advocates, including Marshall County Tourism, have been a part of planning efforts and remain in support of the Kansas-Nebraska Heritage Area, and several representatives are scheduled to meet with commissioners this week to present additional details. Washington County Commissioners also heard an update regarding the proposed Kansas-Nebraska Heritage Project, noting that social media posts have been fueling conversations, while officials, including legal counsel, caution there is no reason for concern at this time. Rumors of a 30 by 2030 federal effort at land conservation are being confused with the Heritage proposal.
The area would be similar to the Freedom's Frontier designation, which has been in place for a number of years in east-central Kansas. A representative with the Greenleaf American Legion outlined a Ride to Remember event being coordinated for 9/11 in Washington County. Approval was given for Deb Cruzy to replace Derek Bruno on the Economic Partnership Board. Washington County Commissioners continued discussion on revisions to the Neighborhood Revitalization Program. Nemahal County Commissioners last week reviewed a map of proposed roadwork planned for the next 2 years. Supervisor recommended closing the Nemahal County landfill Saturdays, as income does not offset expenses. The demo pit is nearly full, and another will need to be opened soon. Commissioners made no decision on bids for purchase of a new mower and new tractor for the Noxious Weed Department. Monthly tornado siren tests will begin May 4th. Relief Deputy Larry Collins is retiring effective May 1st. Pawnee County Commissioners last week committed to funding half the cost, up to $300,000, toward the Burchard Lake Road project, with the Nebraska Department of Game and Parks offering to pay $265,000 toward the work, plus a portion of the engineering costs. It's hoped the costs may be closer to $500,000. USD 364 Marysville School Board meeting last Wednesday heard an updated proposal on the stadium project. Don Landall and the Landall family will contribute $1.9 million toward the $2.75 million cost of installing artificial turf, realigning the track, adding an eighth lane, and replacing the current press box. Landall Family Sports Complex and Pat Landall Memorial Field will be funded entirely through private support. A kickoff meeting for a 60-day fundraising blitz was hosted last week in efforts to raise the balance of the funding. Another $100,000 anonymous contributor has come forward on the project. Elementary school hours will be extended by an additional 10 minutes each day for the remainder of the year to accommodate days missed earlier. A summer school option will be added for those students in need. A motion to appoint Cole Fredrickson for additional assistant principal duties at the junior-senior high next year for $50,000 was approved unanimously, along with a motion to add $250 to the base pay of teacher contracts for next year. Two people spoke earlier in the meeting in support of Athletic Director Doug Miniman and Band Director Jamie Miniman. Doug Miniman's two-year contract was not renewed at a previous meeting. This year was the first year of that agreement. The school board acknowledged donation of $25,000 from Citizen State Banks toward remaining balance due on construction of the Ag Complex. FFA alumni have ordered a greenhouse and hope to have it in place by next fall. A woman reported missing late last week by Pottawatomie County authorities has been found. 40-year-old Rachel Stevens of Westmoreland was missing. Her vehicle was found near Havensville. A search was conducted in the area. Sheriff's Office later located Rachel Stevens in Havensville. She was reunited with family. The case remains under investigation. Gary F. Haug, age 71, of Seneca, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church, Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Monday at 2 p.m. with a celebration of life visitation Monday evening at 7 at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Gary Haug. Herwin Irv E. Prefert, age 94, of Odell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment in the Prairie Home Cemetery north of Diller. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Irv Prefert.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. upper level ridge in place, and we're seeing some very warm temperatures expected across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. As we head through the day, we'll see dry weather for tonight and into tomorrow before we have a cold front swinging down from the north, bringing some showers and thunderstorms as we head into tomorrow night through Wednesday into Wednesday night. Behind the cold front, it looks like we'll see a little bit cooler temperatures as we head towards the middle of the week. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, 90, wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-60s with wind gusts at 25. For tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, we'll see temperatures in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-50s. As we head into Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers, we'll see temperatures around 70. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late April, 71. Record high on this date, 97. The average low, 46, and the record low, 23. Sunset this evening, 8:15. Sunrise in the morning at 6:35.
Is it a supermoon, or is it a pink moon, or is it both? Find out on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 26th, the 116th day of the year. Actress and comedian Carol Burnett was born on this day. It's also the first day of the full pink moon, also known as a supermoon. We also refer to it as the sprouting grass moon, the fish moon, and the egg moon. No matter all of its names, it's the first full moon of spring. However, it's not pink at all. It was named pink moon in reference to the moss pink flowers that bloom this time of year. This year, the pink moon or supermoon appears to be about 7% bigger and 15% brighter than the full moon. But this difference can be hard to notice with the naked eye. Might be a great night to get out your telescope and check it out for real. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy online at almanac.com.
You work night and day to get the crop in. You worry about the weather. You worry about prices. You have repairs to deal with at the worst possible times. It's a lot of work and a lot of worry. But when it's all said and done, you wouldn't trade places with anyone. Making things grow is in your blood. It's in ours, too. We're a community ag bank. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Danny Duffy pitched 5 scoreless innings, and the Kansas City Royals kept Detroit's offense quiet again in a 4-0 victory over the Tigers. A day after the Royals prevailed in a 2-1 game that took 2 hours 10 minutes, Duffy allowed 4 hits while striking out 8. He's allowed 1 earned run in 23 innings so far this season. Hunter Dozier hit a solo homer for the AL Central, leading Royals, who have won 4 straight. Kansas City has allowed only 3 runs through the first 3 games of this series. The Tigers have lost 9 of 10. The Royals wrap up the series with Detroit today. Then they'll meet up with the Pirates tomorrow. Chicago Cubs reliever Ryan Tepera has won a partial appeal of his suspension for throwing at Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff in a game April 13th. Tepera initially received a 3-game suspension, which has been cut to 2. He began serving the penalty yesterday. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want. And you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in. And we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock KE996A. Severity of credit will affect down payment, APR term, and vehicle. Negative equity applies to the loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees, not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/30/21.
Brad Keselowski finally got that last lap victory, winning in overtime yesterday at Talladega Superspeedway. Keselowski, the ninth driver to win through 10 NASCAR Cup races this season. He avenged the embarrassing Team Penske gaffe in the season-opening Daytona 500 when he and teammate Joey Logano triggered a last lap crash. Keselowski led just one lap in a race that featured 35 lead changes among 27 drivers. William Byron was second, Daytona winner Michael McDowell third, and Kevin Harvick a season high fourth. Other racing action from the weekend, Colton Herta scored his fourth IndyCar victory to match the same total his father, Brian, achieved over his own 12-year career. Herta started from the pole at St. Petersburg's Grand Prix and led a race record 97 of the 100 laps to win his first race with Brian Herta as his race strategist. Joseph Newgarden finished second and was denied a third consecutive victory at St. Petersburg. He was followed by Team Penske teammate Simone Pezzano. Mid-America Network Sports.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
There is a
When we consider a loan application, we also take into consideration a person's character. We don't just run a bunch of numbers in a computer and call it a credit score. People are more than numbers. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Coming down the runway now from Reflections Hallmark is a crochet cardigan with fringe trim. Absolutely says spring. Perfectly accessorized with an aqua crossbody bag and silver earrings. The entire Reflections clothing and accessories line this spring has just been stunning. You won't want to miss out on this collection. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Add several months of color to your late winter and early spring garden with hellebores. These low-maintenance, long-blooming perennials are sure to brighten any garden or mixed border. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Hellebore species have downward-facing flowers, while newer varieties have been bred for showier, outward-facing blooms. The flowers are actually colorful sepals that may persist in the garden throughout the summer. Remove the faded flowers to encourage new foliage. Plant hellebores in full or partial shade with moist, well-drained soil for best results. Once established, they'll tolerate dry shade. This makes them a great choice for planting beds under or near large shade trees. Be sure to provide ample moisture the first year or two as the plants become established. Water thoroughly whenever the top few inches of soil are crumbly and moist, and mulch the surrounding soil to help keep roots cool and moist. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
KNDY.
When the Mark Twain Boyhood Home was working on some new exhibits over a year ago, they thought they were telling a story from the mid-1800s. It turns out the story had similarities to how life had suddenly changed for most of the world in 2020. It's our topic for this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. In Hannibal, Missouri, you will find Grant's Drugstore, a building which has been restored to look much as it did in the 1840s when Dr. Grant practiced medicine. It's part of the Mark Twain Museum complex here. Curator Henry Sweets says doctors of that day knew that simply making it through your teenage years was quite an accomplishment in an era without modern medicines.
One-fourth of the children die by age one, another fourth by age 20. So your chances of even living to age 20 were about 50-50.
There were pandemics of that era as well, with diseases, mostly incurable, that wreaked havoc on populations. In the COVID-19 pandemic, air travel was restricted to reduce disease spread. In the 1840s, another form of transportation spread illness and death.
Something such as cholera would enter one of the major ports, and as the steamboats brought people up the river, cholera would come with them. And you can trace the path of a cholera epidemic by just following the steamboat paths into our country.
And as is the case today, some communities took measures to help stop the spread of disease.
Here in Hannibal, they knew that cholera was a very contagious type disease, and they would, in the springtime, sometimes pass ordinances that forbid pilots from unloading sick passengers in Hannibal and actually quarantine some of the ones that came ashore.
The story is part of a new exhibit at the museums inside the historic buildings here.
We have put in a drugstore since we know that Dr. Grant did operate a drugstore here in Hannibal, and we talk about pharmacy. But we go the one step further to also talk about medicine at that time.
It's just part of the story to be found at the boyhood home of Mark Twain. Traveling the Countryside in Hannibal, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction this Saturday featuring tools and equipment, bulldozer tractors and pickups for the Richard Forst Estate and Sherry and Mike Gregory. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 3rd and Broadway in Marysville. Selling a John Deere 750J bulldozer, rebuilt motor, 93 Ford, 8240, runs but needs work. John Deere 4010 diesel tractor runs, motor needs work. Oliver 1850 propane tractor with loader. Trailers include a spread axle belly dump, 30-foot gooseneck cargo, contractor-style trailer, flatbed hay trailer, also vehicles for salvage, some shop items, tools and miscellaneous. For Sherry and Mike Gregory, tools will include a 12-inch miter saw, 15-inch scroll saw on a stand, 5-speed drill press, 8-inch bench press on a stand. They'll sell circular and skill saws, sawzall, sanders, trimmer router, pneumatic nailers, saw horses, portable tools, and toolboxes. This auction Saturday begins 10 a.m. at 3rd and Broadway in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
If your livestock get their drinking water from a pond, keep an eye on them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Shallow watering holes can become death traps if they get stuck in the mud as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Keep an eye on your livestock around farm ponds, especially if you haven't had much rain. Ponds have very low water levels thanks to last year's dry weather, and livestock wandering in too far to get a drink can become mired belly deep in sticky mud and unable to get themselves out. You hear stories of lucky animals that were rescued after hours of muscle, rope, chains, tractors, and backhoes. Others were stuck for too long before anyone noticed. Retired Iowa State University Extension beef specialist Joe Sellers says he was building a fence on his pasture when a neighbor's horse decided to take a dip in the pond.
That horse apparently just came running full speed and dove right into the pond and got in all the way up to his shoulders in mud. Well, we couldn't get it out, of course. They had to go and get a skid steer with a track to dig all the way around it to get it out. I think it's okay now. And that's an extreme example, but, you know, and I think you and I couldn't get buried as deep as that horse got, but it got buried really deep. And it was just lucky I saw it. But it could happen to cows all the time, too, getting in that mud.
Once rescued, animals are weak from the ordeal, and recovery may take some time. In the meantime, see what you can do to prevent this from happening again. Brian Peterson with the Iowa Forage and Grassland Council recommends this improvement.
Could be an ideal time to install a limited access area using some geofabric and rock and limit where they can go, but so they can get in there. Producers that have used them, they work very well. It's a safety thing, and it's an environmental thing. It's just a good practice.
While the water is low, it could also be a good time to dredge the pond and get rid of the silt buildup that's creating all that mud. Learn more about livestock and muddy ponds at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care, I got ways. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing can harm you, not while smart, but I ain't dumb. I can do it, put me to it, show me something I can overcome. Not to worry, Mom. Being close and being clever ain't like being true. I don't need to, I will never hide a thing from you. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time,
husband and I bought our first home. We bought a condo that was under construction. It was wonderful because we got to pick out all the details. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, building a home is a lot like having a blueprint for retirement. It's one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and it comes with plenty of questions and decisions. The first retirement question is the most obvious. When do I want to retire? But that's quickly followed with, how much money am I going to need? I never would have dreamed of building a house without professional help. And the same is true of retirement. Consider asking a financial professional your questions. They can help guide you on how much and ways to save so you can achieve your retirement goals. Also, be thinking about retirement at all stages of life, not just once you hit a certain age. And dream big. Even though you're retired, God has amazing plans for you in this season of life.
When you think about investing, what comes to mind? Is it a portfolio that builds interest, or is it doing things that hold your interest? At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. And with the right guidance, it can afford you a life rich in meaning and gratitude. We're Lydia Heisterman and Morgan Reed, your local Thrivent team, and we're here to help. For purpose-driven financial solutions, call us in Washington at 370-6200. Licensed agent producer of Thrivent Financial, marketing name for Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Registered representative of Thrivent Investment Management, Inc., thrivent.com/disclosures.
Upstate New York invites food and ag startups to compete for $3 million in funding. Details ahead on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition offers this planting stewardship tip from Katie Savinelli, pollinator and stewardship team lead with Syngenta.
When using neonic treated seeds, be sure to use advanced seed flow lubricants to help the seed move throughout the equipment smoothly and minimize dust off. This helps the seed treatment fuel the plant's growth while letting pollinators perform their important pollination service to crops and flowers.
Visit growingmatters.org/be sure. The 22 counties in upstate New York's Finger Lakes, Central, and Southern Tier regions are inviting entries for the third annual Grow New York competition. Startups in food, beverage, and agriculture compete to be among the roughly 20 finalists for a shot at funding prizes totaling $3 million. New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul.
The Grow New York competition is yet another way we can all work to strengthen the fabric of the food, beverage, and agricultural community in upstate New York while spurring innovation and new jobs in the process.
Judy McKinney-Cherry, co-chair of New York's Southern Tier Economic Development Council, says just participating can benefit a startup.
Being involved in the Grow New York competition is a leg up for any business going through it, whether they are just starting it or whether they go all the way through to the end. And the reason I say that is because there is evidence that shows that 60% of all businesses that go through a competition are more likely to receive the funding they need to scale up.
Applications close July 15. Learn more at grow-ny.com or just search Grow New York. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Ag News, soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The president's 30 by 30 climate executive order, issued during his first week in office, directing agencies to propose ways to conserve at least 30% of the nation's land and water by 2030, is kicking up plenty of dirt in farm country, where many feel the federal government already mismanages plenty of land. South Dakota United States Senate Republican John Thune says his producers worry about even more of that,
including federal land acquisitions and burdensome regulations on private landowners.
And those are concerns that I share. The federal government, in my view, should not be acquiring more land when it is often unable to properly manage the federal lands it already possesses.
Farm groups and ag lawmakers spent years fighting Obama-era rules known as Waters of the U.S., which they claimed took away private property rights on millions of acres, but was reversed by the last administration. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com and by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online at KSCorn.com. Warming up finally. South Central Kansas checks in at 60 to 63 degrees. Northwest Kansas has warmed to 50 to 55 degrees. Far northeast Kansas, 57 to 59 degrees, so still considerably warmer than midweek last week. Most of Oklahoma is at 58 to 63 degrees, a 2-inch soil temperature, and it is a shade cooler in extreme northeast Oklahoma, but most of the state is at 58 to 63 degrees. The panhandle has warmed a bit as well. The panhandle checks in at 55 to 58 degrees, so warmer temperatures through the day, the next couple of days, and we should be back to where we should normally be this time of year for soil temperatures. Ag News Soil Temperature Report from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know that Rusty Egg Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rusty Egg Ford.
While we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles, we are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right, virtually all makes and models and over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rusty Egg Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-point inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Senate GOP making a $568 billion counterproposal to fix the nation's infrastructure. That's a fraction of the White House $2.7 trillion American Jobs Plan. Top Republican on the Environment and Public Works Committee, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, said the GOP offering a serious plan and robust package. The GOP package has $299 billion for roads and bridges, $17 billion for ports and inland waterways, $65 billion for broadband, and $14 billion for water storage. Biden's transportation proposal alone is $621 billion. Top Republican in the Senate Commerce Committee, Roger Wicker of Mississippi, says adding the $65 billion in broadband spending to the $40 billion already passed by Congress gets close to that $100 billion that Biden proposed for broadband. A key Democrat, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, didn't dismiss the plan by the GOP. He said it's a negotiating starting point. Well, USDA trade data shows that while China didn't commit to buy U.S. corn purchases during the last 7-day reporting period, the U.S. did ship plenty of the grain to the Chinese buyers. U.S. corn exports to China from April 9th through 15th totaled 560,100 metric tons. That's about 8 Panamax-sized ships full of corn. USDA's Foreign Ag Service office in Beijing predicted this week that China's corn imports would hit a record-breaking 28 million metric tons for the 2020-21 marketing year as the country refills its domestic reserves and contends with rising demand for livestock feed. Net sales and exports of pork to China were also strong. The Growing Climate Solutions Act has now 42 co-sponsors. The House version has 22 co-sponsors, including 9 Republicans. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation?
Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
Are you a farmer working long hours and can't find time for yourself? You need a break. Here's how to reduce the stress of time on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
There's only 24 hours in a day. A major stressor, especially in agriculture, is time. Farmers that put in 60, 80 hours per week may find that stress is starting to affect their day-to-day life. They need to find time for themselves and not feel guilty about it. Keeping your batteries charged by tending to yourself and doing something you enjoy every day can reduce those stress levels. It also improves productivity, your demeanor, your relationships, and mental and physical health. Sean Nurek is an extension health educator at Michigan State University. He says if you're struggling with time management, keep a running journal of your activities and the number of hours worked.
You can do it on a smartphone, or you can, they don't use paper and pen. Break your day and assess your day in 30-minute blocks. What did you get done? What were you trying to do? Did you feel like you were successful? And if you do this even for a short period of time, you know, even for a week or so, you're going to identify those periods of time where you're more productive. So the question is, once you do that, you know, can you leverage that for your advantage?
By identifying those times of day when you can efficiently get more work done, you'll find that it opens up blocks of time for self-care.
You need to follow up with something that's interesting to you. Could be watching a documentary, could be, you know, reading a book, reading the news. We're not just programmed to work all the time. It's in our best interests to, again, try to maintain that balance when it comes to wellness as a whole.
Whatever it is, it'll still be there tomorrow. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about reducing the stress of time at agriculture.com.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Mixed numbers in the livestock complex, but corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat continue to rally. May corn up 25 at 680.5. July corn is up 21.75 at 654.5. Soybeans continue to thrive. May beans up 25 at 1564.75. July beans up 19.25 at 1535.25. The soybean products are coming along quite nicely as well. May soybean meal is at 429.10. That's up 670. July bean meal is at 432.10. That's up 630. Bean oil is on a rally as well. May soybean oil is 249 points higher at 65.20. July is up 147 at 60.25. All the back months are good. So a very strong day in the soy complex. It's a strong day for wheat as well. May Kansas City wheat is up 26.5 at 699.75. July is up 26.25 at 706.75. Big double-digit gains for Chicago and Minneapolis wheat as well. Cotton is doing nicely. May cotton is up 54 points at 88.05. July is up 56 at 89.36. In the livestock complex, live cattle have turned around after kind of a rocky start. April live cattle up 22 at 118.07. June up 55 at 116.27. Feeders are still struggling. April feeders down 90 at 132.95. May feeders down 65 at 137.02. Hogs are mixed. The May contract down 35 at 109 even, but June hogs are up 110 at 106.82, and most of the back months are up sharply as well. So mixed numbers in the livestock complex. Gold is up a little bit. April gold is up 70 cents, currently at $1,777.70. Silver and copper are also tracking higher. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ogallala Livestock Special Cow-Calf Pair Stock Cow with our regular sale Wednesday, April the 28th. Sale time, 9 o'clock Mountain on Butcher and Feeding Bulls, Cows, and Heiferettes. Noon, we'll sell the baby calves. Then we'll have the Ken and Frida Cook Sim Angus Bull Sale followed by the Arrow Crown Angus Bull Sale. 1 o'clock pairs followed by the Stock Cows. We'll begin with J&L Farms, a complete dispersion of 110 Angus first calf to short-term cows. They have March calves at side. Tyson and Taylor Vap, 40 short-term Angus cows with calves at side. Marty Wheeler, 40 red and black Angus first calf heifers with February and March born calves. In the stock cow division, Mike Blumenkamp, 40 Angus, 3 to short-term. They're bred to Angus bulls. They're due to calf July 15th. View many more of our value consignments at OgallalaLive.com or call the office at 308-284-2071. That's this Wednesday, April the 28th, a special cow-calf pair sale.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Knit Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
KNDY. station with seven decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.